to Craig in Chandler, Arizona, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Craig, your question for Carlo.
Yes. The only reason why I'm asking this question is I guess I'm going to emphasize how huge and immense and unspeakable Mary is. She's just unspeakably beautiful. But if Mary would have said no, and there was no Jesus, would there not be a Trinity?
Okay. It's a very good question, man. Craig, the short answer is we would still have the Trinity. perhaps what your question is would we still have the incarnation? That's the question that theologians have asked throughout the centuries. We would definitely have the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God, even without the incarnation, even if Mary had said no, or even if there was no Mary to even say yes or no. For God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the one God, forever, for an eternity, exists without beginning, without end, not just an everlasting existence, but what we call eternal life, eternity. He is atemporal, beyond any change or temporality whatsoever. So the Trinity always has, is, and always will be, okay? Now, concerning the question of the incarnation, would the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son of the Father, take upon himself a human nature if Mary had said no, or even if there wasn't Mary to say yes or no? And theologians have debated about that, whether Jesus would still, you know, if God would have chose another young virgin or another woman to bear the God-man. And unfortunately, Craig, these are questions that we simply have to bow in humility to and say, I don't know. We just simply cannot answer. We can only speculate. And even in the speculation, we have no sort of definitive stance on what position to take, whether it's yay or nay. Does that help?
Yeah. Yes, that helps very much. And I just want to emphasize that if it wasn't for Mary, we'd be doomed to be just how thankful I am for my mother.
Amen to that. I would second that, Craig, because through her, yes, we have salvation, the fullness of grace and truth, namely Jesus Christ, for it is through Mary that we have our Savior Jesus Christ. So rightfully so, we give her the honor and the respect that is due to her.